This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado State University will construct a new engineering and technology building. The university received $60 million in philanthropic gifts and a first-of-its-kind $50 million from student fees. The CSU's president, Amy Parsons, announced the project during her annual fall address.
Students will learn construction projects from start to finish and receive instruction from top faculty in both construction management and in civil and environmental engineering and industry experts.
The new music director of the Colorado Symphony may be a familiar name for fans of the orchestra. Peter Ungen says he has a vision to take beyond traditional lovers of classical music.
Being eclectic nowadays is very, very important because people love all kinds of music. And we never want to be perceived as elitists that play only sort of the classical repertoire. And, you know, if you don't like that, then go somewhere else kind of thing.
Ungen hopes to take the symphony around the U.S. and even to Europe to show it's a world-class group of musicians who are breaking new creative ground. The Colorado Springs Veterans Day Parade has been canceled. The annual event was scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd, but the nonprofit that plans the event says not enough groups have signed up to participate. Organizers add that expenses continue to grow without enough sponsors to meet these costs. The nonprofit hopes to bring the parade back next year. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 8:06.